Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The Baton Rouge area, like most of the state of Louisiana, has experienced a colder than average winter this year, both in how cold it has gotten and also how much cold we actually have had. Severe freezes in the upper teens around the area the first week of January have really caused extensive damage to tropicals, citrus trees, and palms in our landscapes. Now, I'm getting a lot of questions now about what to do, especially when it comes to pruning. First off, remember, the damage to these plants is basically already done. Whether you prune or don't prune, or whether you do almost anything, is not going to make any difference to whether or not the plant survives. That's already determined by the amount of freezes we had and whether or not you were able to protect the plant. So here's some general ideas on how you can deal with the major categories of plants in our landscapes that have been damaged, starting off with the tropicals. Now, we divide tropicals into two categories. Tropical plants with woody stems, such as hibiscuses, tibicina, angel trumpets, crotons, schefflera, copper plants, and others. Well, it's hard to tell how much damage has been done to the woody stems. The leaves may be all frozen off, but how far back the plant was actually frozen may be hard to determine. So you can simply leave those plants alone, wait until spring, and when the new growth begins in the spring and the plants start to sprout out, hopefully, then you will see where the new growth is coming out on the living tissue, and you'll see what's dead because that won't be sprouting. If you don't see any signs of growth by the end of April, certainly into May, well, you've probably lost those plants. You can go ahead and dig those out and head out to your local nurseries and try something else new and different in that location. Now, there are also tropicals that are herbaceous or have non-woody stems. These are plants like elephant ears, bird of paradise, New Zealand flax lily, philodendrons, and gingers, to name a few. They show their damage readily, and you can trim those back. Plants like cannas, gingers, the New Zealand flax lily, they can be cut back just about to the ground. Mulch over the rhizomes or roots down in the ground to give them some protection through the rest of the winter, but all of these plants are going to be up and growing again, and by the time we reach midsummer, you'll hardly know they froze back. So go ahead and prune on those right away. If you decide not to, and it's not critical that you prune them back if you don't want to, then do certainly get them pruned back before the new growth starts coming up in the spring, so get it done by the end of February at the latest. Now, we have seen damage to citrus trees. I hate to see it, but citrus trees have had foliage browned and damaged, and some of them may have even had branches frozen back. Particularly the less hardy types, like lemons and limes and grapefruits, have really shown some damage. The hardier types, like kumquats and satsumas, are certainly faring a lot better. Now, when it comes to citrus, you've got to delay pruning until July. I know that sounds kind of odd, but we have to wait until July to let that whole cold damage develop and express itself, and it can take that long. So wait until July and then prune back whatever has been cold damage at that time. You can also watch for sprouting from the rootstock at the base of the trunk. This should be removed if it ever shows up. Palms have also been affected by the cold, especially queen palms. We won't know whether they have made it or not until summertime. Feel free to go ahead and cut off those brown fronds this spring, and then just keep an eye on the palms. If they haven't sent up a new green shoot, by the time we reach the end of July, well, they're likely gone, and you can go ahead and remove them. So do some evaluation in your landscape now. Look over some things. Don't be too depressed or disappointed. A lot of things are going to come back, probably more than you may think at this point. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.